We're starting today with a look at the situation in the northeastern United States, which was just hit by a relatively rare tropical storm. Its name is Henri. It formed near Bermuda exactly a week ago on August 16th. On Saturday, Henri temporarily strengthened to hurricane status, which means its wind speeds were at least 74 miles per hour. But yesterday, the system weakened a bit as it approached land, and it was downgraded to tropical storm status. Still, Henri is a problem, a big one, for part of the U.S. that's not used to seeing a lot of Atlantic hurricanes or tropical storms. The region of New England, which includes the states of Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, hasn't seen a hurricane make landfall since 1991. And that's where Tropical Storm Henri washed in over the weekend. It made landfall on Rhode Island Sunday afternoon. At the time, more than 50 million people were under some sort of storm-related warning. For example, because of the threat of a storm surge, a rise in seawater levels pushed ashore by a tropical system, flooding was a threat to millions, especially in low-lying areas. Those in some coastal towns of Connecticut were ordered to leave their homes. More than 1,000 flights were canceled in the region as Tropical Storm Henri approached. And the National Guard was activated in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Rhode Island to help with the rescue and recovery efforts following the storm. Thousands of power restoration and cleanup crews were also put on standby in case electricity was lost and trees fell and blocked roads. Henri is the 8th named storm in this Atlantic hurricane season, which officially runs from June 1st through November 30th, though hurricanes can form at any time. Many forecasters expect this season to be above average in the number of named storms officials are predicting. But so far, this year is not keeping pace with 2020's season, which set a record with 30 named storms.